Thanks, Skip. It's 11 o'clock here, Friday night. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, M4 Collins. Time for Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. Here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242. You can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. You can also go to kgnu.org or afterfm.com where you'll find the playlist and the archives. Starting off tonight with Pixies.
So close to trust, it's got to be up front. It's gotta be so close to touch, it's got to be up front. Be so close to trust, it's got to be up front. It's got to be so close to trust, it's got to be up front. Be so close to trust, it's got to be up front. Yeah.
drunk. And all the hundred times in which you tried to tell me that my behavior's not one of the best. And then he tried to take my pretty little shiz up to make me sleep on your trashy white bed. I realized that the moral of the story is that you're only stupid, I just want to finish it. Fighting words and keeping guns in their hands. They can understand that they are killing their friends. And I know, oh yes, I know. I'm sure I know. I won't fight no f***ing war. I guess you wanna know something about my family. I think I'll tell you there ain't no much to say. My mother likes a lot to tell me you're a criminal. My mother loves me more, and every time I'm drunk up, she comes to me and say, you wind up for that, go home.
Support comes from Heartfelt Hypnotherapy, offering hypnosis and intuitive counseling to clients throughout Colorado. Consultations and appointments can be made by contacting heartfelthypnotherapy.com or by calling Sarah Donovan at 303-440-0940. Hey, it's 11:17. Oh, it's 11:18 here. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Just heard a pretty noisy ending to Sonic Youth's Mildred Pierce, which came out on 1990s Goo album. And I just this moment remembered this super cool Goo t-shirt that I have somewhere. I probably still have it. I haven't seen it in decades, but it's an awesome shirt. I remember an older guy at the grocery store being offended by it when he was standing in line with me back in the day. Well, that's a pleasant shirt, young man. Oh, Goo, I ache to echo you. Yeah, I was looking that up. Apparently Mildred Pierce was a movie from the 40s with Joan Crawford. And that's where they got that song. Inspiration for it. Before that, we heard from an Italian band called Ice and the Iced with an awesome song called We've Had Enough. Those guys were from Pordenone, Italy back in 1979, and that guy won't fight no effing war. I love it. Apparently that's, at least in this case, that was taken from what looks to be maybe a punk documentary type thing called Rockstalgia, 2007 movie. Couldn't really find out much information about that, but I love that song from Ice and the Iced. Before that, we heard from a Swiss band called The Squirt from their 14-track self-titled cassette release, which came out in 1983. Those guys are from Lucerne, Switzerland, and I was in Lucerne, Switzerland before 1983, probably like 1980. That's pretty cool. That's going out to everyone going back to school, including my son, who's loving school, and that makes me so happy. Before that, we heard from a proto-punk band from Philadelphia, 1974, Pure Hell, one of the first African-American punk bands, first punk bands, period, inspiration for Bad Brains. That was from their album Noise Addiction, which was released 28 years after it was made because their manager was kind of messing with them. And they were covering These Boots Are Made for Walking. For that, we heard from a band out of Portland, Oregon, The Wipers, with a track called Up Front. Turns out the singer in that band had his own record-cutting lathe back in seventh grade because his dad was in the music business. That's pretty cool. And we started off with the Pixies, or Pixies, and the song Dead from 1989 album Doolittle. I was listening to that whole album the other night, and it's so awesome. Saw them at the Boulder Theater back then. Kim Deal's sparkling eyelids blew me away. Here's Exploited. We'll be right back.
radio blasting. Turn that off. I'm 90 miles an hour, sliding out grease. I got my doubts, we're making it one piece. Just taking a ride. We're taking a ride. We're taking a ride. Take it.
Don't bother me.
Yeah. rows of shadows in his burning eyes. Around the corners, there's nothing there, nothing there, nothing there. Juliet! Juliet! Let it go, Juliet, babe! Romeo. Rome, Romeo. Romeo, Rome. Rome, Romeo.
Kids at McDonald's eating happy meals. A perfect day in paradise. All the parents agree. Another round of chocolate shakes. More onion rings and French fries. Processed sugar and deep fried fat. And lots of festive liquid dye. The clerk's behind the counter, singing four-part harmony. The fluorescent bulbs flicker on and off. The plastic clown smiles balefully. The front door opens and a man comes in, silhouetted by the midday sun. Dressed in thrift store combat fatigues, in his hands a semi-auto automatic gun. He's had a real hard life. He never ever really had a break. Pushed down from the day he was born, but today he's finally gonna make the grade. He's going to pay them all back, all the jerks for whom he's ever worked, his nagging wife and the bill collectors. It's time to hurt like he's been. The bullets fly, the kids all die. His lost manhood is now restored. He lights a post-coital cigarette, drops a spent match on the floor. The president is outraged. Stern measures he advocates. No more semi-automatic guns, he says, unless of course they're American made. His handlers cheer hard. Another bold political stand. The consequences of his words resound, but nobody really gives a damn. 'Cause when the NRA comes calling up on Capitol Hill, all the politicians bend over their desks and start to grunt and squeal. A climax of $100 bills leaves everyone with a contented glow. Denounce the evils of gun control. They say we gotta keep this country strong and free. It's a bastion of liberty. Freedom comes from the barrel of a gun, Mr. Voter. So why don't you buy yourself one at your local sporting goods store? Hold the gun in your clammy hand, and it'll make you feel so good, better than any woman can. Join the hundreds of thousands. Other brainwashed idiots who can quote the Second Amendment without understanding a word of it. Explain it to the dead pregnant woman, victim of a drive-by shooting. Explain it to the two dead kids enacting scenes from their favorite Rambo movie. Explain it to the Canadian women. Explain it to all the postal workers. Explain it to their families and friends.
May God save the NRA for a fate it deserves. That's Fish Karma right there. Wrapping up that last set, well, of Smash It Back. Fish Karma is Terry Owen, a guy from Tucson, Arizona. He's been going since the early 80s. And that's from his 1991 album, Teddy in the Sky with Magnets, out on XXX Records. He's a creative antagonist. And that's going out to my KGNU mentor, Steve Wright. Got me inspired along with John Schaefer back in 2002 to take the class and become a DJ. And I'm not sure where Steve Wright is right now, but if you're out there, Steve, give me a call. Been trying to get a hold of you. Hey, before that, we heard from Wipers again. That was Romeo, from a cool compilation called Faster and Louder Volume 2, put out by Rhino Records, compilation of hardcore stuff. Before that, we heard from the inimitable Discharge with Protest and Survive from Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing, their first studio LP. It came out in 1982. Also heard from Bad Brains from their demo album, 1979's Black Dots. Recorded Inner Ear Studios in Arlington, Virginia. Awesome, awesome version of Don't Bother Me. And before Bad Brains, we heard it from Mission of Burma. That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate, from their 1982 album, Versus. Turns out that's a breakup song. Never heard that. That's the certain fate he's trying to escape, is being with this girl. And before that, we heard from The Replacements from their first album, Sorry Ma, I Forgot to Take Out the Trash. That was Taking a Ride, 1981, most punk album by The Replacements. And we heard The Damned doing Ignite from their 1982 Strawberries album. It's got a picture of a pig with a strawberry on its head, and I always wondered about that, and I read about it. And it turns out that this is their fifth album, and a lot of their kind of older fans were not wanting to hear their new stuff. They were saying it was like trying to give strawberries to pigs. So there's that. Started off with The Exploited from their seventh album, 1996. That was Beat the Bastards. My name's Stephen Whitehead. I've been here with you since 11 o'clock, playing some classic punk and other junk. We come to you every Friday night, and stay tuned for The Variable coming on at midnight for Sleepless Nights. I do have a ticket giveaway. This is to see Melvins with We Are the Asteroid on Friday, September 16th at the Fox Theater in Boulder. Let's see, it's an all-ages show. Doors are at 7. Melvins are an American rock band from Washington that formed in 1983. His early work was key to the development of both grunge and sludge metal. And We Are the Asteroid describe themselves as a Mensa-approved, multi-generational, multicultural freak rock band from Texas. So we ask that you haven't won anything from KGNU in the last 30 days and that you can make it to the show. And if you want to see the Melvins with We Are the Asteroid on Friday, September 16th, that's 2 weeks from tonight, Fox Theater, you can give me a call, 303-442-4242. And I guess that's about all I got. We're going to go out here with something from Buzzcocks. This is a song about believing in stuff. It's called I Believe. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thanks for listening.
In these times of contention, it's not my intention to make things plain. I'm looking through mirrors to catch the reflection that can't be mine. I'm losing control now, I just have to slow down a thought or two. I can't feel the future and I'm not even certain that there is a past. I believe in the workers' evolution and I believe in the final solution. The ship of things to come, and I believe I'm not the only one. Yes, I believe in. I believe in. When I poison my system, I take those and twist them into shapes. I'm reaching my idea, and I haven't an idea of what to do. I'm painting by numbers, but can't find the colors that fill you in. I'm not even knowing if I'm coming. To offer resistance to the flow of time. Everything is and that is why it is will be the line. I believe in perpetual motion and I believe in perfect devotion. I believe in. I believe in. I believe in the things I never had and I believe in my mom and my dad. I believe.
Variable coming at you live and direct. Check, check. One, two. Variable coming at you live and direct right here on KGNU 88.5 FM 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Shouts out to everybody at that electric. I'll have more information soon there. Shouts out to the electric festival going on in Longmont. Check me out up there on a Sunday morning, 9 to 10:30 a.m., doing the opening slot. Check out your boy, The Variable. More info later. KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, 88.5 FM, 1390 a.m., Sleepless Nights.